On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking with our Hometown Hope featured organization for the month of July, and that is, of course, the South Michigan Food Bank. I'd like to welcome into the program the Community Impact Coordinator for Lenawee, Hillsdale, and Jackson Counties, Heather Pierce. Heather.
Well, good morning or afternoon.
It's good to have you on the program, Heather.
I'm very excited to be here.
And congratulations on being our Hometown Hope organization for the month of July.
We are very appreciative of this.
Well, let's first off, explain exactly what is the food bank? What is the South Central or South Michigan Food Bank?
Correct. So we are based out of Battle Creek. So what we do is we have 13 food pantries in Lenawee County, plus we have 5 fresh food distributions. We have soup kitchens with the Daily Bread and Salvation Army, after school backpack programs. So we actually are able to supply them with the food that they need to reach the community members at a low cost.
Because you kind of do a combined, being able to get to buy in or purchase in bulk, mm-hmm. and to be able to distribute that to the food pantries, right, Heather?
Yep. So their average cost when the food pantry buys from the South Michigan Food Bank, it's an average of 19 cents a pound for the food that they get. So they put in their shopping order. We deliver to a mutual place out in Occidental, and the second Thursday of every month, they come and pick up their grocery list. Mm. We deliver it to them. They come and pick it up, and it doesn't get any easier than that.
But they have to go through the South Michigan Food Bank in order to do that, right, Heather?
Correct. Correct. Okay. So they actually have a couple different options. They can use, that's what we refer to as the tailgate, where they place their order, we deliver it, they come pick it up. Or they can choose to have it automatically delivered to them for a small fee. Or they're more than welcome to come up to the food bank and pick it up, put their order in, and come and place the order. And when they do that, we have a whole section of free items that stores donate or corporations don't. Sometimes we get cereal from Kellogg's, mm-hmm. that's donated, and then we'll pass that donated item on to the food pantry. So if they make the effort to come up to the food bank, they're welcome to shop in our little free corner of the warehouse.
Excellent, excellent. The thing is that we say during this, especially during this time of the year, things get rather low for those food pantries, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's where the South Michigan Food Bank is so important.
So important. And, the numbers are just going up. You would think that they would kind of even out, but our food pantries locally, they're struggling. The numbers keep going up, and even though it's 19 cents a pound, it's still a cost.
Sure.
To keep these pantries open. And we're very, very thankful for the volunteers that run these food pantries, because they're the people that live in this community. They care about the people that are in need, whether it's a one-time need or someone that just doesn't have the resources to go to the local grocery store and get food. If it wasn't for all of our local volunteers, these food pantries would be in a world of hurt.
Yeah. Let's explain a term that's being used, food insecurity. What exactly is meant by that, Heather?
So actually, in Michigan, 1.15 million residents struggle to put food on the table. And in 2023, nearly 300,000 of which were children.
Wow.
Yeah. So that means that 1 in 9 Michigan residents experience food insecurity. Now, to take that further, the U.S. Department of Agriculture defines food insecurity as it's the physical sensation of discomfort, while food insecurity refers to the lack of available financial resources for food at the level of the household. Mm. So it's an inconsistent of they might be able to get food for breakfast, but they don't know where they're getting it for dinner.
Yeah.
So food insecurity doesn't necessarily mean that somebody's hungry. It's the not knowing of where their next meal is going to come from. What can they afford tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
If they can afford a meal tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's why we're so fortunate that we have all these resources available. And, you know, with the 13 food pantries, we have somebody open at least six, if not 7 days a week. And a lot of them have an emergency number. If someone's in need, they can call. They will get food.
And it, as you mentioned, Heather, is that not knowing if they're able to go and have the ability to get that next meal or for the next day's meal, a lot of it, do you think it's because those that are maybe homeless, but that's not necessarily the case, is it?
Not at all. Yeah. Not at all. It might be a one-income family with, utilities are up, gasoline is up, and they have to make a choice. Am I going to pay the rent or am I going to feed my family?
Yes.
So we definitely want them to pay the rent and utilize the food pantries. That's how they can make their income go that much farther.
Sure.
And those resources are out there. We want them to know they're out there. And we need our community to support these food pantries to keep them stable and to keep them where they can keep the food on the shelves for those that are struggling on a day-to-day basis.
Even if they are purchasing the food pantries or purchasing the food at that low cost from the South Michigan Food Bank, can they still accept donations from Lenawee County residents to that particular food pantry?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So they will take food donations. A lot of things that are, canned meat is good, a great donation. Peanut butter is a great donation. Any type of protein item is a great donation to the food pantries. The difference between a individual donating and donating funds to the food pantry is that when they order from the food pantry, they can get everything in bulk. And then they don't have one can of this on the shelf and another can of this on the shelf. They can have all of the same items in bulk on the shelf. But yes, food donations will never be turned away.
And that's how they can help out locally here in Lenawee County. To help out these food pantries, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. In fact, on Thursday, July 25th, we are going to be in the Aldi's parking lot on 223 from noon to 3, and we're going to do a funds drive, and our local pantries will be there. And we're hoping that we did this last year, and we're hoping to have a better turnout from last year. And anybody that wants to come and help or make a donation of food or funds, this is a great opportunity to come together. WLEN is going to be there to help us promote this.
We sure are.
And so we're really excited about this. So it's Thursday, July 25th from noon to 3 at Aldi's.
Right here in Adrian.
Right here in Adrian.
On 223. You referred to the a little bit earlier, Heather, about the getting the protein and everything. What you also try to do, too, is make sure that people are getting a well-balanced meals as well. And tell us a little bit about the new USDA plate that they have.
Yeah, so the USDA has a chart. It's called the My Plate chart. And all of our pantries have this chart, and they should have it posted. And it's broke down into, like, your fruits, your vegetables, your dairy, your grains, and your protein, and what your daily allowance should be. So what we suggest to these pantries is that they stock their shelves based on these so that when a family comes in, and if it happens to be a pantry where they can come in and shop, mm-hmm. like a grocery store, mm-hmm. everything is broke up into these departments. Here's your protein section, here's your dairy section, here's your fruits and vegetables, whether it be canned cherries or whatever. It doesn't have to be fresh fruit. But the USDA has this MyPlate, and it's a really great resource to help the pantries make sure that we're hitting all the food groups. And we're not just giving random items. We're giving them quality items that they can take home and put together and make a great meal.
And that's just it, having those items to go and do a preparation of a meal too, right, Heather?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So when they get their items, and, in a lot of our pantries, we offer them recipe cards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So especially when we're getting the fresh produce, like your squashes and your zucchinis and all that good stuff. There's recipe cards at the pantries, too, where they can know exactly what to do with these, you know.
Sure.
Some people see an acorn squash and they're like, what the world do I do with that, you know?
I know. That would be me.
You know, and thank goodness we have Google, too, so we can yes. Google some recipes, too. But there's a lot of easy, simple recipes for some of the things that we think are difficult to cook that really are not.
Well, and especially when it comes to some of the, like you mentioned, some of the fresh vegetables and even some of the fruit, for that matter, too. You may not know how to prepare it as well, you know, if it's not just like the apples, strawberries, and so on. Some of the more, what I would call, and they're not necessarily that, more the exotic fruits, but you know, some of those things that you're just not would use on an everyday basis.
Exactly. Yeah. Some people don't know how to cook Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
Now, when I was a kid, I hated Brussels sprouts. Now that I'm an adult, now that I know how to cook them, well, I think I know how to cook them, but they're delicious.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, and yeah. So, we have items, recipes for items that, you know, that no matter what your financial status is, you can make a decent meal.
One thing I wanted to ask as well, you mentioned about the different food pantries that we do have here in Lenawee County, Heather, and you said that, you know, they're pretty much so that there's something or a food pantry open just about every single day. Now, if a person goes to, let's say, a food pantry here in Adrian, can they go to a different pantry, for example, maybe in Tecumseh, to help them out for that next day? How does that work?
They can. So they can go to any pantry that they want, no matter where they are. They can go to the same two different ones the same day, rather. But so our pantries are kind of set up so that let's say you go to one on Thursday, then they might have a rule where you can't come back for 2 weeks.
Okay.
But you can go to any other pantry in the county. And so you can because some of the pantries do, they have different options. They have different products or mm-hmm. food items, but because they're trying to serve everybody, they can't have everybody coming back day after day.
Yeah.
So, you know, the options are out there. We're very happy with our pantries in Lenawee County. They are amazing. They just do such good work.
Absolutely, yeah. And with the help of the South Michigan Food Bank, too, to be able to help do that work, too.
Absolutely. We have an open door policy. All of my agencies, all of our food pantries, our fresh food programs, our after school backpack programs, they know that I'm available 24/7. And they constantly have a resource, and they never have to go without getting a question answered.
Along with the event that's coming up on July 25th, how else can we help out the food bank?
Actually, we have some great programs. We have a month-to-month giving program where you can sign up and have money taken out of your check and sent right to the food bank. Or you can go to our website, www.smfoodbank.org, and you can give on there. You can give to the local pantries at the local level. Every food pantry in Lenawee County has an account within the food bank.
Okay.
So when they place an order, we just deduct their order out of the balance in their account. And that's one less thing that they have to worry about.
Absolutely. Some good advice and good information. And Heather, thank you so much for being on the program. Great information. And once again, congratulations for being our Hometown Hope organization for the month of July.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Dale.
Thank you so much. And I know we're going to look forward to hearing from you more in the future, too.
Excellent.
Thank you so much. My guest has been Heather Pierce, the Community Impact Coordinator for Lenawee, Hillsdale, and Jackson Counties for the South Michigan Food Bank. Here on Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.